Hi, Greg LaFollette, Intersection Live. I'm visiting today with Kathy Kirkendall, and Kathy is the product manager for the Intuit Pro Series line of tax compliance software. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Greg. Great to be here. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so very much for taking time out. It's the 21st of March. It's busy, so I very much appreciate prying you away from your support team, and who I know is very busy, keeping all those users going. I want to be respectful of your time, so let's jump right into this, okay?
That sounds great.
So you've been around Intuit land for some time. Tell me a little bit about your background. And I called you a product manager. Your formal title is like group product manager or something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. My formal title is a group product manager. And you're right, I have been around Intuit for a long time. I've actually been here for 7 years.
Okay.
And I just love being a product manager, so I've been doing very similar roles the entire 7 years, getting to move into different products every couple of years. And I've always worked in our professional accounting division because I absolutely love our customers. I think what's nice about our customers is they truly want to help make our products better. And so they're never short on giving us really valuable feedback.
Well, that's one thing you will always find from our profession is you'll get plenty of opinions. That's one of the things we specialize in.
That's right. And it's actually wonderful as a product manager to get so much feedback. And I've been doing product management for about 10 years, so most of my time is here with Intuit. So, yep, I plan to be a product manager for many years to come. It's definitely
okay. Well, let's start with some product metrics. Pro Series is kind of the 900-pound gorilla in the tax compliance software world. By far the largest. Most widely used product in the profession, and which gives, along with your sister product, Lacert, gives you a very, very big footprint in the tax compliance market. Tell me a little bit about the metrics for the Pro Series product.
Sure. So one thing that some people may not know is Pro Series was first released in tax year 1986, so it's been around for a really long time, and Intuit acquired a company called ChipSoft.
Right.
And they were the original developers, and that acquisition happened in 1993. We actually have over 64,000 firms using Pro Series today, so that's a lot bigger than it was 10 years ago, and many of our customers have actually been around since the very beginning. One of the metrics that we use to see how we're doing is, here at Intuit, we call it our Net Promoter Score.
Sure.
And it's a great metric for understanding if customers are really happy with the product, they're going to go out and tell their peers that they should go and try it.
Right.
And so at the end of every tax season, we ask about 2,000 of our customers, would you recommend Pro Series to a peer? And we track how we do over time, and this year our score is a 55, so 55% of our customers are willing to recommend Pro Series to a peer, and there's actually a little bit of a complicated formula that goes into it, but...
Yeah, it's actually a lot. 55 is a lot more than 55% because you actually you get some credit when people say yes, but you go backwards a lot when they say no.
That's exactly right. That's impressive that you're so familiar with the formula.
Well, if you hang around Steve Blundell long enough, you're gonna hear that story lots of times.
Yes, it's definitely a very important metric, and it's about double what it was 3 years ago, so that's a good sign that we're headed in the right direction.
Sure.
And
well,
by
Kathy,
the way, Steve,
go ahead.
I was going to mention that Steve Blundell even does training to our customers so that they can implement the Net Promoter concept with their firms.
Right.
And so
right.
It's a good concept for any business to use.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about where Pro Series fits in the market. We mentioned your sister product, Lacert, just a little bit ago. Kind of help me understand, and I call you up and I say, Kathy, I've decided to go into practice as an accountant, and I need to buy a tax compliance software, and I want to buy it from Intuit. You've got a couple of different products. Which one do I buy? How do those fit in the marketplace?
Yep. So very good question, common question we get from our customers. And I think the best way to think about it is really in two pieces. So the first is really trying to assess what's the primary work that I do in my firm. And there are certain firms out there where the primary work that they do is tax. You know, they love tax. They have lots of individual and business clients, and the bulk of what they do is tax. And I'm sure you've gone out and talked to these firms, but they just live and die tax, don't even really want to do much beyond tax.
Sure.
And that's very much the Pro Series target. So the Lacert target, that tends to attract firms that are full-service firms. They're doing everything from financial planning, perhaps, to audit work, lots of write-up work, and they're looking for something that's, you know, a suite of products that are well integrated and it can handle everything they want to do.
Maybe a little bit more full featured. Is that that's a way to think of it?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. A great way to think of it. Yes.
All right.
And
okay.
That's one thing that makes Pro Series different. The one other thing I'll just add, Greg, around what makes Pro Series different is it's really designed for customers who have two very important needs. One is it's got to be drop dead simple. And so we continue to make our product easier and easier every year, and we get a lot of feedback about how easy it is. And then secondly, the pricing needs to be reasonable. Many of our customers are fairly small in size, and the pricing absolutely has to be cost-effective for them. So that's another way we distinguish ourselves in the market is we really cater towards people who have ease of use and pricing needs that are very important.
Okay, so that gives me a good idea of the differentiation between those products. Let's talk a little bit about the season so far. It kind of appears across the profession that, in spite of Congress not helping at all this year, in spite of that kind of a scare early on, people are having, by and large, a pretty good season. How has the season gone for the Pro Series users?
Yeah, so that's what we're hearing from our users as well. And I think there's a couple things that have really helped our customers this year. One being the fact that there really weren't too many complex tax law changes this year. So even though, as you mentioned, we did have some late-breaking laws that passed related to AMT, by and large, most of the other tax law changes were not very complicated. And so a lot of the changes were just handled automatically through the software. Mm-hmm. They were calculation changes, so the customers didn't have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to apply a particular new law. And you contrast that to last year, we had a tremendous amount of calls throughout the season, customers just trying to figure out how to interpret certain new laws because they were so gray.
Sure. Sure. So let me understand, Kathy. When for the Pro Series user, the first shipment, the first software that they're going to get a hold of, sometime late November, early December, you ship, or even maybe mid December, you ship out the organizer and pro forma, the first version of the 2007. Tax year. Did you meet your target this year? When did you go out?
Yes. So we were actually a week and a half earlier than the previous year, and that was based on feedback we got from our customers. They really wanted it earlier. Most of our customers actually download the first version, and it was available to download on November 15th.
Okay, 15th of November. Well, that's and thanks for the information on the download, because that was the very next place I was going to go. The mix now, you've got most of your people actually pulling the full original product, and then I assume most of, virtually all of the updates are internet-based and internet-delivered as opposed to physical media. Is that right?
That's right. And we did a survey a couple years ago, and we found out that 98% of our customers are now getting their updates online through the product, which is very exciting for us because it actually helped us figure out we need to be providing updates more frequently now because so many of our customers are getting them online. This year in particular, we started releasing our 1040 every single week. So every week we had an update for our customers so that they had the latest, greatest forms.
Okay. And then they have the ability to kind of turn that on for an automatic update, or what are your, what are the business rules around that?
Yep, they do. They actually have a number of choices. One choice they have is they can actually schedule it to take place whenever time is convenient for them. They don't have to be there in their office. So many of our customers schedule it to take place, early in the morning, and that way when they first come in, it's already all downloaded and ready for them to go. They can also initiate it manually at any point in the day. They can just choose a menu item and have it take place.
Sure. So the ProSeries software can work for me even while I sleep? Is that the...
That's a very good way of summarizing it.
Okay.
You're exactly right.
Well, every year you do a bunch of things. You add things to the product and features and enhancements and things like that. And every year, some of them are very, very well appreciated, and others, because I've been in this business on all sides, Kathy, for a very, very long time, so I know what the truth is here. Some of them, quite frankly, just don't make it, and despite your best intentions, when it gets out to the users, they look at it and go, "What'd you do that for? What was the thing in the last year that ProSeries did that your customers kind of looked at and said, what the heck did you do that for?"
That's a good question. Well, I actually think the most feedback we got this year related to that was really from our Express customers.
Sure.
So as you know, we had a product called ProSeries Express, and we decided to sunset it. And we had a number of customers who just really had a hard time understanding why we would do something like that, because they love the product. It was very much geared for them, and they had a really hard time with the fact that we decided to sunset it. So that was probably the theme we heard the most negative feedback about. However, over half of the Express customers did decide to stay with Intuit, primarily because, you know, it's a product that they trust and they wanted to stay with the Intuit family. And we've talked with a number of them already this season, and most of them do plan to stay with us next year.
Sure.
So that
was
nice, but I think it's just always hard whenever someone decides to sunset a product. It's hard for customers.
Well, right. No one likes change unless it's their idea.
That's right.
So I certainly understand that. Well, what was your home run, Kathy? What did you do that your users raved about? What was their favorite thing?
Yeah. So their favorite thing, which we're very excited about, is something we tried new this year called the Client Checklist. And it actually got a lot of press, so I'm sure you're familiar with it. The intention of the Client Checklist was the fact that we'd heard from our customers that many of their clients do not take the time to fill out the Client Organizer.
Right.
And it's primarily because clients don't want to spend all that time completing something when they're paying their professional to do their return.
Right. Clients come in and say, if I was going to fill this out, what am I paying you for?
Yep, that's exactly right. And so what we wanted to do is come up with something much easier for the clients to use. And when we went out and we talked to clients, which was a new thing for us to do, we found out that what they really wanted was they wanted a list of all the documents that they should bring in, and they wanted it to be customized based on their unique situation.
Sure.
And they felt like that was the big thing that their accountant could do a better job of, is just helping them know which things to bring into them.
And that's what you built and delivered this year, and it's been widely talked about and widely actually raved about, right?
Yes, that's right. And you know, it's always fun to hear stories from our customers about, you know, the experiences they actually had with their clients using this new checklist. The story that we liked most when we talked with our customers was the fact that their clients, as soon as they got this checklist, which many of them received the checklist in, you know, late December, early January, as soon as they got the checklist, they called their accountant and said, "Hey, I want to make my appointment. I want to come in and see you this month. I got my checklist in the mail, and I really want to get my taxes done earlier this year."
Sure.
And so that was great to hear, because that wasn't really our, you know, our key objective. Our key objective was just to educate the clients what to bring in. And so we saw that there was a side benefit, that being clients wanted to come in earlier.
Sure.
And get their taxes done earlier. And our customers love the fact that they could get more returns done earlier in the year.
Exactly. So, Kathy, we're almost out of time. I want to cover just a couple of more things real quickly. You've been in this business, as we discussed earlier, for quite some time. You've got a pretty good understanding of what's going to happen. So I'm going to ask you a couple of things about kind of what some next year's enhancements are going to be. And I know I'm certainly not asking you for specifically next year's enhancements. You're not ready to talk about those. You're just in the process probably of putting that list together. But in general direction, what kinds of things do you see the ProSeries product adding over the next couple, 2 or 3 years? What direction do you think you'll be going? And what do you see for the future of tax compliance? We've seen it change an awful lot in the 20-plus years that that ProSeries has been around. Where do you see it going in the next 10 or 15 years?
Great question.
And so, I'm gonna write your answers down and call you in 15 years and see if you were right.
Okay, well, I hope I'll be right, and I'll maybe call you too. And
okay.
What do you think? But in terms of what we're envisioning for the next couple of years, I'd put it into two categories. So the first is we really want to invest in helping our customers get the answers they need in product without having to call. And that continues to be something we hear from our customers. They absolutely are too busy during the tax season to pick up the phone and get their questions answered. And so you'll be seeing more from us this coming up year, so that our customers can get answers from their peers or potentially, you know, in the product. And that way they're not having to pick up the phone and ask our tech support center all their different questions. And I think the biggest area we have to improve on is really related to tax questions. Our customers have just a tremendous amount of tax questions, and if there's a way to make it really easy for them to get those answers in the product, potentially through their peers, they're just going to save so much time not having to call in and ask questions to either Intuit or the IRS. That's one big thing we're
okay.
going to be working on.
Right.
And the second thing we're going to be working on is really back to the theme I talked about with the client checklist, around just helping our customers interact with their clients in better ways. And there's really two ways that we want to help them. One is just interacting with their clients more efficiently. And we hear over and over about how inefficient the interaction is today. You know, clients call in lots of times throughout the season. Many of the same questions get asked over and over again. It's very disruptive for our accountants to pick up the phone and answer those questions. And then the second thing we want to help our accountants do is just provide a higher value service to their clients. I think we hear more and more about how, you know, tax professionals just have the potential of providing so much value to clients. They can save them so much money in tax planning advice and, you know, finding all the right deductions. So we want to help our accountants really provide even more value than they do today to all of their clients.
Well, super. A lofty goal, and one that you've done corporately a pretty darn good job of doing over the last few years, and I applaud that. Kathy, I thank you very much for your time, and it's a very busy time of the year for you, and I appreciate your carving time out to talk with me and our listeners and readers at the CPA Technology Advisor. I've been visiting with Kathy Kirkendall, who's the Group Product Manager for the Intuit Pro Series product. Kathy, thank you very much for your time, and have a great day.
Yes, thank you so much, Greg, for your time. Really enjoyed it.